In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the third Sunday of Advent is called Gaudete. Gaudete Sunday, that's from the first word of the Mass, of the Entrate in Latin, which means rejoice. And that's also taken from today's epistle, where St. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. That is a theme every year for the third Sunday of Advent. It is one of joy and expected joy. We are expecting the great joy of Christmas, which is to come very soon. And so, even though this season of Advent is a penitential time in preparation for Christmas, every year, on the third Sunday of Advent, the Church allows a little mixed, a little mitigation of that. Instead of violet vestments, the priest may use the rose vestments. The color rose has a more joyful character to it than penitential violet. Yet, it still reminds us that we are in a time of penance and preparation. You will notice that there are flowers also on the altar, which is not allowed on the other Sundays and ferias in Advent. But they are allowed on this Sunday. So the Church gives us this Sunday a little foretaste of the joy of Christmas, which is, once again, very soon to come. I wanted to reflect today upon the theme of joy and what St. Paul says in the epistle, rejoice in the Lord always. Spiritual authors warn us about the dangers of sadness. Joy in the Lord and the cheerfulness it brings can be a good sign that we are going on well in the spiritual life. Now, that doesn't mean that sorrow is a bad thing. In fact, there are two types of sorrow. One of them is bad, and one is good. There is a type of sorrow where someone is sorrowful to the point of despair. For example, you can have someone who is sorry for their sins, but they are despairing over their sins, never thinking that they are going to overcome them. That is not a good sorrow, not a Christian sorrow. That is a kind of sorrow and trouble over sin that the devil tries to use in order to get us to simply give up trying. But now, a good and true sorrow for sin is that kind of sorrow with what that is tempered by the virtue of hope, which brings a trust and confidence in God. Although we grieve very much over the fact that we have offended God by our sins, we make a good confession, a good act of contrition, and we believe that God will give us the grace to overcome them. That is a very good sorrow. And of course, it's a very good thing to sorrow over our sins because they offend God. Now, one of the things the devil tries to do is to tempt us to one of two extremes. As we know, there are many contradictions in the spiritual life. And when the devil can fit one thing against another, it seems to be contradictory. Then he can get us to fall, or at least to prevent us from making the progress we should in our spiritual life. A good example of this is the fact that in order to go on well in the spiritual life, we need to have a certain knowledge of ourselves. We need to know our virtues, and we need to know our weaknesses, weak points, vices. But the devil, which is very smart, can take advantage of this. He can take that knowledge. He can use the knowledge of our virtues and tempt us to pride with it. He can take the knowledge of our vices and tempt us to despair with it. These are two contrary things that the devil keeps tempting us to. There is a beautiful example of this in the life of Saint Catherine of Siena. The devil tried to tempt her once. And first, Satan tried to tempt her to pride at the sight of her goodness, of her virtues. And so to fight the temptation, Saint Catherine humbled herself and brought to mind her failures and what she was in the sight of God. So then the devil went and he tried something else. He tried to tempt her to despair in the sight of her failures. And then Saint Catherine turned away from the sight of her failures and lifted her thoughts up to God and his great goodness and mercy, in order to resist the temptation of despair. So the devil said, "I cannot tempt you. I tempt you to pride, and you humble yourself and think of your failures. I tempt you to despair. You forget your failures and you think of God's great mercy." And so the devil couldn't get anywhere. Well, the devil often tries to do the same thing to us. When we have a little knowledge of ourselves, very often he will tempt us to pride at the sight of our good works, of our virtues. But then, when he cannot get us to fail that way, he will try to get us to fail by despair, by sadness, and by an excessive sorrow. This is why Saint Eulogius said that the devil always finds a fish to catch in troubled waters. When the devil can get us to despair, we have unreasonable sorrow and sadness, then we don't go on cheerfully in God's service, and so the devil can get us to fall very easily. That's why Saint Francis de Sales says, "The worst thing after sin is sadness." The devil ruins, breaks many lives, many souls by sin. But after that, he will ruin many souls, many lives by an excessive sadness, sadness, discouragement, despair. So we have to rejoice in the name of Jesus who can forgive all of us. I would like to conclude just by pointing out today that as Catholics, we have every reason to have a great joy in our lives, a supernatural joy. The worldly happiness is not true joy. It's superficial, materialistic, and sickening. Thanks to our faith, we are liberated from worldly slavery. We know where we go. That's why it is so good to be Catholic. We know where we go. We know who we serve. We know that Jesus loves us and comes among to save us. We are living in the world, but we are not observed by the world. So we have every reason to be grateful and full of joy despite the difficulties of life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.